Darren, Kerry and Sky.
5 minutes before we get to seven, this Tuesday morning with Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. And this feature right now brought to you by the KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health, growing KwaZulu-Natal together.
As we continue to battle the scourge of COVID-19, we call upon any people who may notice any symptoms of this epidemic not to delay, but to come forward immediately in order to be screened and tested as soon as possible. These symptoms may include fever, dry cough, tiredness, or loss of taste and smell, amongst other symptoms. It is much better and safer to be quarantined or isolated at a government facility than at home, because should COVID-19 related complications set in, help will be close by. Government has worked hard to create thousands of beds for quarantine and isolation. There's still plenty of space available. For more information on how to access these beds, please visit our official website, www.kznhealth.gov.za, or our official Facebook page, which is KwaZulu-Natal Department of Health. It is in our hands. Working together, we will conquer COVID-19.
It is time to chat to the KZN Department of Health. As per usual, we have our resident guest, Dr. Sandile Shabalala, head of department in our province. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Sumini. How are you?
Morning, Mshengu. Good morning.
We have Nick Tatham with us this morning. Nick, you want to say hello to the doctor?
Morning, Doc.
That's Nick who's joining
morning,
us this morning.
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
We're going to get straight into it. Doc, our president said recently that South Africa will soon receive its first consignment of the COVID-19 vaccines from the Serum Institute in India, the world's largest vaccine producer. Question is there an estimated date that our province will be receiving the vaccine?
Let me say that we've had that according to plan, before the end of January, South Africa should be receiving its first consignment, and before the end of the first week of February, we should be receiving our consignment as the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Beyond that, we also have a rollout plan, which already has been presented to our MEC. And we think we are ready to start. We, however, continue to prepare ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Mshengu, just quickly, with regards to the vaccine, I mean, there's lots of different things coming out. Some people saying, you know, we're going to be chipped. Other people, I mean, it's a lot of stuff. How are we supposed to understand what is the truth about vaccines? How are you fighting this misinformation regarding them?
I think the hype was started by this 5G thing about vaccines.
Mm.
But truly speaking, from birth until the age of 12, we've always been getting vaccinated for this or another thing. And we've never seen it as a bad thing. Why is this one a bad thing? That's one part.
Mm-hmm.
But the second part, we have come to know that most of the time, the fight against most of the viruses has become good because of us getting vaccinated against those viruses. We also get flu virus shots almost on a yearly basis, yeah. Some of us.
Yeah.
Why is it that this time we're thinking there is some crook or hooks or that's happening? I think our people should accept that the situation we're in is a situation where we need to do everything possible. Scientists have been able to sit in different countries for that matter and be able to say this is the best way out. They've been doing it before. Why is it that we don't trust that it's possible now?
100%. And I think, again, with misinformation, just like everything else, it's all in our hands. Don't share fake news at all. Don't engage with fake news. Just share the real news. That was Dr. Sandile Shabalala, HOD for the KZN Department of Health. We were chatting to him about the latest developments on COVID-19 and our response against this coronavirus.
Darren, Kerry and Sky.